Greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. This week something has happened which is unparalleled in recent history, and many probably did not even know about the significance of those events or might not even have heard about them. I'm talking about developments in Europe, and as many of you know, we have been telling you for years that ultimately Europe will unite politically, economically, and militarily. And this week, documents have been signed by European member states, which are of unparalleled importance. Here is an article by the EU Reporter, writing on November 14 about what is called a EU Defense Pact, or better, a Permanent Structured Cooperation Pact, abbreviated as PESCO, P-E-S-C-O. It says here that the foreign and defense ministers gathered at a signing ceremony in Brussels to represent 23 EU governments out of the current 28, joining the pact, paving the way for EU leaders to sign it in December. Those governments will, for the first time, legally bind themselves into joint projects, as well as pledging to increase defense spending and contribute to rapid deployments. Today we are taking a historic step, Germany's Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel told reporters. It is really a milestone in European development, he said. The pact includes all EU governments except Britain, which is leaving the bloc, Denmark, which has opted out of defense matters, Ireland, Portugal, and Malta. Traditionally, neutral Austria was a late addition to the pact. The club will be backed by a 5 billion euro defense fund for buying weapons, a special fund to finance operations and money from the EU common budget for defense research. Britain blocked former collaboration on military matters. Defense integration was revived by Germany and France, with support from Italy and Spain, in a show of unity after Britons voted to leave the EU in June of 2016. Now, Quartz added on November 13, it took 70 years, an extremely interesting figure, 70 years. US President Donald Trump's frequent accusations that EU countries do not pay enough into NATO has been one catalyst for them to move forward. The other is that it could legitimately diminish the bloc's dependence on US military support. Now, Deutsche Welle added on November 13, the new defense union is expected to address immediate threats without having to rely on NATO for all of the EU's defense needs. Those who didn't sign initially can still join at a later date, and countries not living up to their expected commitments could be kicked out of the group. German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen said it was important for Europe to stand on its own feet when it comes to security and defense, quote, especially after the election of the US president, close quote. The Daily Mail wrote on November 13, an EU army moved a major step closer today as 23 member states signed up to an historic pledge to join forces despite warnings it could undermine NATO. And then you have another English paper, British paper, The Express, who wrote on November 15, as Brussels hails its historic march towards an EU army, five nations are holding fire on committing to an alliance which could lead to a two-speed defense union in competition with NATO. So you have again the concept of two-speed Europe, a Europe with core nations and apparently also military core nations. On November 13, Reuters and other papers too ran articles about PESCO with the following headline: EU countries agree to create a European mega army. So that's what that's all about. And people understand it, those who look into the developments. Now some say, oh, that's not going to happen and it's not really in competition to NATO and. But the concern is there that that is exactly what it is. And so Russians are very concerned. Now, I would like to read to you from World Socialist websites. This one was dated November 14, saying this. The European Union has taken a major step toward developing the capacity to wage war in the future, independently of and, if necessary, against the United States. It goes on to say, the agreement signifies an escalation of European militarism. The first of 20 conditions to which all parties must commit is a regular increase in military spending. At least 20% of this must be directed to the purchase of new weapons. And another website, South Front, which is declared to be a Russian proxy site, said on November 15 that the EU is creating its own army. If these plans prove to be successful, PESCO will completely substitute the ineffective NATO. No matter if the whole idea is successful or not, the initiative is sure to play an important role in the fate of the continent. If it is successful, though, that would mean Germany and France are becoming new military and technological powerhouses. Eastern Europe, Poland especially, has no lack of motivated and able young men ready to serve. Now, why are the Russians so concerned? Well, apparently, they are not concerned about an escalation of the situation between Russia and the United States, especially not under President Trump. But they are concerned about Europe becoming more powerful militarily. And they look at Europe as a potential enemy. And that is why they are writing these kind of things. But regardless as to what they write, the Bible tells you that that is exactly what's going to happen. You will have a United States of Europe under the leadership of 10 nations or groups of nations who then give their power to a dictator. And Europe is going to attack the United States of America and will be victorious. And Europe is going to start attacking Russia and other nations in the Far East. But then it won't be victorious. That is all clearly prophesied in the Bible, in your Bible, if you have one. And if you don't have one, it's high time you get one and start reading it. And reading it together with our booklets which explain to you what is going to happen, like the 10 European revivals. The 10 European revivals. Another one, Europe in Prophecy. And the third one, Biblical Prophecy. These booklets show you, they're absolutely free of charge, what is going to happen. They show you, and some of them have been written a while back, they show you exactly what is happening now, and they have already stated years ago, that is what's going to happen. How did we know? We couldn't know, except we understand the Bible. And you can understand it too, if you want to. And these developments are of extreme importance because they will signify events which will lead to a cataclysmic war, a world war. And no matter where you live, you will be affected by it. No matter what you believe now, it's going to affect your life and the lives of your loved ones. So please ask for these booklets and we are going to keep you informed as to what is happening. We are getting closer and closer to what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation. But the great and good news is that after that has started, Jesus Christ will return to usher in the beautiful kingdom of God, the rule of God here on earth. And that's why we are supposed to pray daily, your kingdom come. Let it come soon. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.